The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came towards them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water towards Jesus. And when he had saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter, and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you're the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ in today's Gospel is calling us to live a life of trust. And he asks a question in the Gospel. Anytime the Lord asks a question in the Gospel, it's a question that we should ask ourselves. He said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Many times when trials and difficulties come our way, we go to the doctor, bad diagnosis. The severe rains that we had about a week and a half ago, a lot of flooding and people lost cars and basements. Those are situations like that where we're called to have faith that God somehow, he is there in the midst of that. Our whole life of faith here on earth, it has to be tested. Do we really love the Lord even when things aren't going our way? Now oftentimes what the good Lord will do, he'll give us little signs. In the first reading, the great prophet Elijah is out there, and the Lord is going to come by and communicate with him. And it said the Lord was not in the earthquake, he was not in the fire, something mighty and strong, but the small, tiny whisper, the little breeze, and said God was there. I was thinking when I read that, that some of these tornadoes earlier this summer, some people who lost their homes, they said that while they were doing the cleanup, there'd be like little signs. There'd be like a little room where the bust of other statues in the room was untouched. Or maybe they're cleaning up a mile and a half away where their family photo was found. So it's just a little sign that God was in the midst of that. As Catholics, as followers of Jesus Christ, we don't necessarily have the answer to all the different questions of the world. We worship a God who does have all the answers. But what we have to realize is that no matter what happens in life, that Christ is there and he wants us to stick at his side. There's a story of a man who always got his own way. And he was traveling. And we'll say he was traveling, to Dubuque, okay? And as he's traveling, his car breaks down. And it's an area where the cell phone signal doesn't work. So he's got to go out and he's walking. So say he's walking somewhere quite a distance from Dubuque, that's his destination. And he sees a young boy in front of a home. And so he says, "Young man, I'm looking for Dubuque." The little boy says, "Well, I don't know where that's at." Then the man's trying to think of other towns and places close to Dubuque. "Well, do you know where Maquoketa is?" "Nope, I don't know where that is either." "Well, do you know where Anamosa's?" "Nope, I don't know where that is either." And so every time the man would mention a different place, the little boy would have the same answer. And this man was starting to get really upset. because this boy didn't know anything. So he said, young man, you don't know too much, do you? And the boy smiled. And he said, I'm not lost. That's my home right there. He knew where he was. This other guy had no idea where he was. We as Catholics, as followers of Christ, we know who we are. We're followers of the Lord God. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Despite what happened, we're in the bark, we're in the ship with the Lord. And all these storms and things will come. We may not understand this, but we're with the Lord. And we have to hold on to that. Why did you doubt? In St. Faustina's diary, this is paragraph 1488 towards the end. The Lord says to Faustina, he says to us, my child, life on earth is a struggle indeed. A great struggle for my kingdom. But fear not, because you are not alone. At times you may not hear my voice. At times you may not feel my presence. But fear not, because you're not alone. I am always supporting you. So lean on me as you struggle, fearing nothing. Take the vessel of trust and draw from the fountain of life for yourself, but also for other souls, especially such as are distrustful of my goodness. And how do we get that deeper trust? By deeper prayer. Today in the office reading, Psalm 145 came up. And said, the Lord's ears are attentive to those who pray from the heart. When you close your eyes, forget all the distractions, the storms and the hail, everything of life, and just focus, as Peter did as he walked in water towards the Lord. As long as he focused, he was doing something incredible, walking right through the storms. But the moment he started taking account of all the different things, he'd taken his focus off Christ and he started to sink. So whether you have a family member or friend who's been diagnosed with cancer, or someone who's been out of a job, focus on Christ. Focus. What he's trying to do to train us, he's training us for eternal life, remembering that everything in this world is going to pass away. And the only one thing that remains is Christ. So keep focused on the eternal. Keep focused on Christ. If you receive communion this day, you can ask the Lord, Lord, I wish I could have that perfect trust. Help me to pray from the depths of my heart. Help me to focus on you. Everything that's thrown my way, if I focus on you, Lord, I know I'll make it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.